Apollo 13 Houston, over.
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, Jack, I'd like to ask you a switch configuration on the cryo O2 tanks and give you the reason. Right now, we'd like you to go to heaters, tank 1 off, tank 2 auto, which is the opposite of the way you've got them now, over. This is O2 and stand by for a minute, we're having... excuse me, this is H2, Jack, it's H2. My correction of my mistake, I'm talking about the H2 cryo tank, and we'd like the tank 1 heater to off, tank 2 to auto, over.
Okay, we lost you again. Here's our heater configuration now. H2 heater 1 off, 2 auto, both O2 heaters are in auto.
Okay, that's the configuration we want you in, and here's what we're thinking about. When we went to tank 1 auto, tank 2 off, we found that the heater cycled at a tank 1 pressure of about 233 psi, which is well above the caution and warning limit. And if we go to that configuration for sleep, we'll keep from getting caution and warning lights during the sleep cycle. Okay, in order to do that comfortably, we want to spend the rest of the day using more H2 out of tank number 2 so as to get an unbalance in favor of tank 1, so at the end of the sleep cycle it'll all come out even. And that's why we have you in tank 1 off, tank 2 auto now. We expect to get about a 3% unbalance over the next 10 hours, and prior to sleep we'll call you to reverse the configuration again. Now the only disadvantage here is that during the day you will probably get a few caution and warnings, and we just figured it'd be better to get them now than while you were sacked out. Over.
I'll buy that 100%.
Okay, good deal. One other detail for you, Jack. GNC tells us that the optics jitter is very similar to what we had on Apollo 12. It's no problem. But when you're not using the optics, we recommend that you turn the optics power switch to off to guard against a possible degradation as the flight progresses. Over.
Okay, will do.
Okay, Apollo 13 Houston, I have one more little update for you, and it's another update to the erasable memory onboard crew charts on page G9-2, over. Okay, Jim, these are gyro compensation terms. They've already been uplinked, and we're just updating your onboard chart now. In column A, number 11, change from 77646 to 00114. number 12, change from 77332 to 77546. Number 13, change from 76617 to 77201. Over.
The changes are as follows. All in column A, number 12, the new change is 77546. Number 11, the new change is 00114. And 13, the new change is 77201.
Roger, read back correct.
And Joe, do you know, are you going to try and let us spot the Bennett Comet on this next revolution here? Or do you want me to turn the optics power off now?
Standby one, Jack. Okay, Jack. We don't have confidence in those roll angles yet. So why don't you turn the optics off, and we'll update you later.
Okay, going off now.
Roger.